أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، واللهم ارزقنا يا ربي البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المؤمنين، واجعلنا من المتقين، واجعلنا من المتوكلين، واجعلنا من أهل الثقة والرضا واليقين، واجعلنا من أهل البركات والنفحات والآيات يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we continue session number 2 of the road to victory versus the road to defeat. And we talk about victory within. If you do not conquer victory within, you cannot do anything outside. To make you understand, because all the story is the same in Quran, and this is what we're going to do. You find all the story has one thing in common. The person or the messenger or prophet, the one Allah choose, this person, they go through a lot of hardship until they become pure from their own weakness, and they come over their own weakness to be ready for the victory of Allah. And the first victory of Allah to the person, when you have complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something I said in the past, and I find it when I study all the story again and again and again. These people, their iman of Allah and yaqeen, faith, the certainty of faith, the tawakkul Allah, the rely on Allah, the believe in Allah, the trust in Allah, the fiqh of Allah, is 100%, no doubt. You cannot have doubt. Because doubt or weakness equals shirk. And I found that another element of that, which actually it will come later on, but I won't do it now to prepare you. This call actually the element of victory. The first element of victory is iman. The second element of victory, believe it or not, is the iman of the qadr of Allah and His ability. And the third one is the iman of the promise of Allah and the iman of the victory of Allah, the one He promised to the believer. Any minus in your own iman, it will be minus of the outcoming. And this was the opposite happening today in the condition of the Ummah. The whole Ummah talk about outside. The whole Ummah talk about condition. The whole Muslim complaining about other and this people and this people and this. And when you look at the Quran, there's no space for that. When you look at a hadith, there's no space for that. Because Allah promised, He promised all along. And the sunnah of Allah will take place. This is another thing, to believe in the sunnah of Allah, meaning what Allah ordained and promised, which we go back to Quran. By the way, if we ask me today, we have a lot of minus of belief in Quran. We're not a believer in Quran. I do not consider we are a believer in Quran. The way we behave, we're not a believer of the Quran. Now, I'm going to start with something which I said it to you. the element of victory. What is the element of defeat? Follow the desire. Lack of obedience. Lack of consultation. It makes you arrogant, stubborn, emotion, which it makes you reflect and act according to you. Not according to Iman, not according to the promise of Allah, not according to the teaching of the Prophet, nothing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the nafs is high. When the nafs is high, this is the ultimate defeat to yourself. Because Iman is the opposite of the nafs. You will never have and conquer journey within of Iman and the victory inside unless you conquered your nafs. And one of the elements of conquered your nafs, obedience, which today we do not have it. We do not have it. Obedience. This is why we lost unity. We lost groups. We lost to be together because we have no obedience. We cannot have even a business or any activity with obedience. We cannot have somebody above us and we elect him as a responsible person and we obey him. Or we cannot find a good person as a teacher and we let this teacher be a part in our life and obey him. What's the result? The nafs is high. When you make decision, it will be according to the nafs. When you act and react according to your nafs. Meaning what? Defeat. By this way, if you ask me today, we are completely defeated internal. And this is why in the level of family, the woman coming complaining about husband. Husband coming complaining about wife. Wife and husband complaining about the children. The husband and wife and the children complaining about environment. Everybody complaining about everybody. And I promise you, no any verse in Quran or Hadith give you the right to blame or complain. Except about yourself. Because Allah promised, and we're going to see it today, Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench. Imagine, a story in Quran has unknown time, unknown people, unknown everything. The only authentic story about it is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, it was in a time, a king, tyrant king. He didn't give us a date and a time and who's a king. A lot of the people go to the detail. Allah do not give us detail. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, he didn't give us detail. Don't worry about the detail. Look in the message behind the story. The message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated so much in Surah Al-Buruj, which is a chapter. It's only like a 21 verse or something. And it is Makki Surah, 22 verse. And Allah promised. The name of the chapter is not the incidents. The name of the chapter has to do with the stars. Allah promised with the location of the stars, which is something so, so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. When you study today, they said the places of the stars, if the star move an inch this way, or the speed, or the timing change, it will be a collapse. It will be a mess. Because all the orbits and all the galaxy running like a ball bearing in a certain condition, in a certain timing, in a certain cycle, and it's so accurate. This is how the people know the timing. This is how we know the date and time. This is how we know, you know, all this detail. from the moon movement and the sun movement and the earth movement. Why? Because very accurate. Very accurate. No change. And Allah promised. He swear. He gave an oath. Now the scholar said when Allah starts a chapter with an oath, meaning something so big is coming, the news after that is so important. Today sometime when we go to each other, we swear by Allah to eat this, we swear by Allah to drink this. Islamically, you're not supposed to swear by Allah over a food or a drink or something sweet or something insignificant. The name of Allah is so exalted, so respected, not to do that. By this way, we find out in Quran, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts a chapter with a swear, meaning whatever issue Allah will share it with us after that is a very, very significant. But we can learn something. With all this big swear from Allah, the topic is not messenger, is not a prophet, is not a big things, is a boy. And even the boy and his village is unknown, no name. Why? Allah want to emphasize something. Because this is one of the diseases we have today. We worry about the detail. Who is the boy? What his name? Where he coming from? Which country? Is not a big deal. Allah did not share it with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not share it with you. He said, is a ghulam. Is a boy. Is a king. In one time. He didn't give us any relative to the place and time and date and name. Is not the point. Even you find the chapter by itself in the Quran is very specific about a message. And all of a sudden, we go to the detail and we forget the message. The message is a promise. Big promise. And it starts with what? It starts with a swear. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتَ الْبُرُوجِ. Ooh, the sky with all the orbit and stars. Allah swear by the sky and what it contain. What going on? Allah will tell us something. And He will tell us what? Allah did not share with us in Quran the story. Imagine Allah give us the ending. That's it. Finished. He swear, He give us the ending, and where is He going? The believer going to Jannah, paradise, and the disbeliever and this king and the tyrant king and his people is going to Jahannam for severe torture. Finished. What it mean? The boy is victorious, but he's dead. He didn't even have time to be a man. The village, they believe and they died. By this way, unknown boy, unknown village, unknown time, but Allah loves him so much. What he did to reach this level? Is there Iman? That's it. You can read the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want you to focus in the message. Because the story, I can give you the story, somebody else can give you the story much better. But this is not the point. Rasulullah ﷺ emphasized what? The story of the boy, the king, the old man, the rahib, the one who is believing in Allah, and he was in seclusion in the jungle, and how Allah used him, the a'ma, the blind man, the one he was like a governor or somebody was a king, and he lost his eyes, and later on he believed when he went to the boy and asked him, I'm a blind and I heard you healing. You can do many miracles. He said, I cannot do it. Allah can do it. If you believe in Allah, I make dua to Allah to cure you if you believe in Allah. He believed in Allah, the boy ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him, he get cured. Now he go to the king. Who cure you? He said, my lord. He said, me? He said, no, my lord. My lord and your lord. Now, this man, he gained his eyes, but he stand up for his faith, and he died. He tortured and he died. By this way, according to the story, if we study it from our dunya perspective, the boy is a loser, the rahib is a loser, all the people of the village are a loser. Because all of them, they never have a chance to do anything in life. But Allah honor all of them, because they are a believer of Allah. To the point also, in the end of the story, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned to us about the mother. She has a boy, infant. And she was scared to throw herself in a fire because the people push her. Because he would be burned. Allah allows a baby, the infant, to talk. And he said, don't worry about it, mom. We're going to Jannah. But that's where you find out. What is the victory in here? The victory is Iman. That's it. The victory is their Iman. Even what they pay for this Iman. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended so beautiful. He warning the people who causing fitna to the believer of severe torture. And he promised the believer of Jannah, paradise, and a great bounty from Allah to them. That's it. Very simple. You can read Surah Al-Buruj. You can read the story of the boy and the king. You can even go purchase it. It's a cartoon even so beautiful called The Boy and the King. And many people make it in a movie. And many story and many books. But what is the message? When the boy sacrificed his own precious future to be the magician of the king, he has two options. To be the personal magician of the king, meaning a person with a status and money to society, or to believe in the rahib, the old man, the one who gave him dawah. By this way, he have two choices: to believe in Allah and pay the consequences of the belief, or to be a magician and have all the dunya status and deny the message. By this way, journey of Iman always have lost. The lost in material for Allah to check me out. Is me value the message or worry about the minus? And let me tell you right away, one of the major defeat of the whole Ummah and Muslim today is they worship dunya. They love dunya, the devotion to dunya. They sacrifice for dunya and the material status. And this is why they cannot. They cannot even spend for Sabilillah. They cannot give really the way it should be. And this is why you find the major difference between rich and poor. As a Muslim, we should not have a major difference between rich and poor. Every Muslim nation, every Muslim country, or supposed to be a Muslim country or Muslim group people, they have a lot of rich people and plenty of poor. And every place has 2-3 people. If they spend almost even 20%, 30% of their capital, all the poverty will be finished. But they cannot do it. They cannot do it. Why? The nafs is high. The belief in Allah and promise of Allah is low. They not pure. They not free. They are a slave of their own temptation. By this way, victory is freedom. The obedience of Allah is freedom. What kind of freedom in here? the freedom of your soul, the honor of your soul, the dignity of your soul. When you not belong to a woman or a man or a status or money or a look or whatever, we do not have this complex. Because any complex is what meaning? Disease of the heart. Disease of the heart, what meaning? It's slavery, bad habit. When you get angry, very easy, is a defeat. When you get moody, very easy, is a defeat. When you get angry or moody and it takes a long time, is a defeat. Because you are a slave of shaitan. You not belong to Allah. You cannot be. And this is why sometimes you find out, we cannot accept advice in the right time. We cannot humble ourselves to listen and obey. We cannot humble ourselves in a relationship. We become like a water boiling over the stove, keep moving. We're not stable. A mu'min is stable. A real mu'min is stable. Male or female. And this why, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we talk about the previous session, when Allah honor word men in Quran, من المؤمنين رجال, among the believer is men. And many, many verses in Quran about men. In Surah An-Nur, in Surah Muhammad, in Surah Al-Ahzab, in Surah Ghafir, many chapters of Quran talk about men. But all of them has one comment, or have one things Allah love about them. They hold tight to the commitment. They are responsible. They keep their word. They keep their covenant. Somebody said, what about me? I'm a woman. I'm not a man. A woman is the same. Not every female is a woman. If a woman conquered the same quality, she belonged to the same verse. What is that? Keep her word, keep her covenant, keep her commitment. And if you keep all this, you have no time for moody and anger and this and that and up and down. You have no time. Why? You won't be one between you and Allah. You are free. You're not a slave. By the way, shaitan cannot take you for a ride for a long time. You are now above your genetic, above your habit, above your weakness. Above your weakness. I see some eyes going down and up. Even if you are sitting sleepy and you really have something important in your heart, what happened? You cannot go to sleep. You find people in the time of Hajj, in Mecca and Medina and Saudi Arabia, they driving buses for 7 days, 14 days continuous, with half an hour in 24 hours sleep. How do you do that? I said, the guy, how you do it? He said, when you think this is your income for a whole year, you cannot go to sleep. You make it or you lose it. Meaning, when you have a very strong commitment inside, it makes you alert. It makes you vigilant. It makes you aware. It makes you strong. By this way, you cannot have Satan, Shaitan, take you for a long time. He can whisper. He can make you make a mistake. You are a human being. But you will not go for a long time. You will go back to your own roots. Supposed to be. What is your roots? Iman. Not your genetic. By this way, if you are already, most of the day or most of the time you're going back to your genetic, you're defeated. Now, we want the victory of Allah. We want the promise of Allah. We want the belonging. We want Allah to be with us. How you have Allah with you? If you are belong to Allah. Allah, He wants you to be belong to Him. By this way, all this story has one thing in common. What is that? This boy, this blind man, this man, the old man, they belong to Allah 100%. Allah be with them for 100%. And when the village believe, and the king tell them, either you turn back on your faith, or I put you in a trench, and he make a big fire. They said, no, we hold our faith. But they are ready to lose their life for their own faith. Their faith is so important to them than anybody else. Today, apply it in the time of marriage. When it's time to pick up a husband or a wife, what we do? Instead of holding our faith, we're ready to compromise and marry somebody can destroy our faith. If you're important about something, you do not keep moving. You focus. If you cannot sit in half an hour calmly with focus, how you can go to your life? Cold, hot, this, that, it will come and go. This is not a topic. I have a burning inside of me. This burning above all this. How to succeed? Because what is success? When you look at the Quran, what is success? If you go to Jannah, it's success. Paradise. If you go to Jahannam, hellfire, is a defeat, is a lose. But as a believer, all he want gain the mercy of Allah, he want gain the pleasure of Allah, and he want to live as a faithful person the maximum he can, to reach this level, to live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim, and inshallah enter paradise. This is very simple. And I'm willing to do anything to hold my faith. With wisdom, with knowledge, with comprehending, with good manner. Because the believer, the faithful, will never be emotion. Why? I am obedience to Allah. Before I do anything, I think about it. Is this allowed or not allowed? Can I do it or no? Is good for me or no? I seek consultation. I make istikhara. I ask Allah to tell me, He's the owner of the future. But today, we lose to make consultation at the right time. We lose to make istikhara, even if we pray for it. Why? Because our nafs and desire, it take over defeat. Either I like it so much, or I fear. How many women living in a very bad situation, but they said, what do you want me to do? Where I go from here? They're scared of the element of finance. Or they're scared of what people will say. But we do not mention Allah. We not worry about our faith. But this way our faith become, how many people living in haram, or working in haram, or earn haram? Meaning unlawful earning. And they don't care. And they said, what do you want me to do? By this way, as an individual, as a collective, we are right now in a journey of defeat. Unless we make a U-turn and we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, when we look to the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench, we see the power of Iman, of one person, what it did. It changed the whole nation. It changed the condition. His Iman. He doesn't have to make demonstration. He doesn't have to send letters. He doesn't have to make all this. His demonstration between him and Allah. Allah gave him what? He gave him the power, the ability, the miracle, the strength, the healing. By this way, when you belong to Allah, Allah gives you the quality you're looking for. Today we're looking for a different quality, but forget, the owner of quality is Allah. He will not give it to you unless you belong to Him. You have to be belong to Him to give it to you. Any minus in your quality is minus in your Iman. Don't blame your genetic. Don't. Is something wrong in your faith? Something really wrong. Because I believe if you are a believer, if you're really a believer, you have at least a vision. You can see the truth, even against yourself. And you're willing to humble yourself and say, I'm wrong. And after that, you have another strength. You see, able to see the truth, able to see I'm wrong, able to make a U-turn, and able to make a decision against even what you like and dislike for your own benefit, for your own goal, for your own salvation. Because your salvation as a mu'min is more important than anything else. And this is what we do not understand. Why? Because the value of journey of faith is not so important to us. If it's important to us, I will not go except for journey of faith. Anything held me in journey of faith, I'm going. Anything can take me away of journey of faith, I'm leaving. I'm getting away. And now we can see also one soul, one young boy, how much he changed. He changed the people, he changed their soul, he changed their faith. One, not many. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have a status. He doesn't have anything. Because actually during this time, the king denied him. The whole society was against him. But he need what? Iman. And after that, like we said, when you go to the chapter of Buruj, right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised those who are causing fitna, a trial to the believer, they will get a severe torture. Again, promise, finished. And here also is a message. He didn't say belong to the village. No. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it open. Those who causing any trial, any fitna, okay, to deceive the believer, male and female, that's it. Allah did not tell you belong to this village or no, it's open. Anytime you are a believer, Allah promised to be for you. If you have no Allah in your side, something wrong in your belief is a minus. This is my message. My main message is how to learn from here is a word, what it meaning? Victory and defeat. Victory is belief. The unity between you and your Lord, between you and your Rabb, between you and Almighty, the only one, is victory. Why? Why in Japan do you commit suicide? Why in Scandinavian country do you commit suicide? Why today a lot of people in different countries commit suicide? Because he cannot take it. Look at this German man a couple of days ago. He's a famous. He's a goalkeeper for the biggest soccer game or soccer group in Germany. Very famous. Beautiful wife, kids, successful money. He go to the railroad train, the fast train. He stand in the front of the train. He let the train kick him. And when you study what happened, he has a daughter, 2 years old. She was so sick, he cannot take it. But that's what you find in Germany, in Japan, in Europe, and even us today. Any minus in our life, we cannot take it. And anything we desire, also we cannot take it. But that's why we desire something, we cannot take it. Minus of desire or giving, we cannot take it. What about the multi-billionaire? They commit suicide. They're still billionaire, but they lost maybe 1 billion. But they still have 2, 3 billion. They're not poor, and they commit suicide. You find in Japan, again, a woman lost her husband. Her husband left, or he divorced. She commits suicide. A man lost his job, commits suicide. A man lost his money in the stock market, commits suicide. A young girl or young man go to college and do not get a good degree, commit suicide. Why? why we commit suicide, why we cannot take it, why we go, now you hear a lot of about psychiatrists all over, people cannot take accident, earthquake, volcano, major crime. Human being becomes so weak, very weak. By this way, if I want something, I'm very weak. I'm willing to do anything. How many beautiful young lady, they selling themselves for drugs, for status, for money. Even if somebody abused them so bad. How many people losing their own principle in life and their own dignity for money or status or a job or whatever? Why? Why are you losing yourself? Number one is no faith. Number two, the loyalty to material and the worship of material. By this way, when Allah give you, you become so happy to the point this material become overwhelming you. And if Allah take it, you cannot take it. What it means is slavery. And any slavery except this slavery to the Almighty, the Creator, is a defeat, is a weakness. Because we cannot take it. We cannot take it. How many people go to jail and try to commit suicide? Because they cannot take it. By this way, any failure in our life or a minus, we cannot take it. Any plus, we cannot take it. How? We become greedy. Look at the people with money. They keep accumulating. They cannot spend. They cannot spend in the same amount or in a similar amount. Imagine a person making million and million. Tell him, okay, it's been half a million this year. No way. He wants more. He wants more. But his way spending for Sabila become less, accumulating become more, and they cannot hear word spending. Look at this lady, Oprah Winfrey. How much money she has. How much she spent in the last 10 years. Think about it. How much she willing to spend. She cannot. What the money will do. And all these people has one thing in common. They will keep accumulating until they die. Or they get so old and nothing they can do with this money. And the majority of mankind is suffering. You see it in Abu Dhabi, in Qatar, in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait, and all over the rich area. People super, super rich, and people super, super poor. Because the rich people cannot spend. What it means? Slavery. Slavery to what? To money? Money cannot do anything to you. You find out some rich people have 200 apartments, 200 houses, all over. Every house like 50 bedroom, 30 bedroom. Excuse me, how many bedroom you can sleep on it? How many bed? How many stomach? How many refrigerator? Do you need all this? How many of them has a yacht? 100 million, 50 million, 200 million. And they cannot even ride it once a year. They have no time. And they have too many jets. But this is slavery. What are they going to do? Do you think about death? No. Do you think about they are accountable? No way. Slavery, weakness, defeat. But this way, victory and defeat has nothing to do with material status. Has nothing to do with what your eyes believe. Is completely unseen. And it can be seen, we'll see it very soon in different story. But I want to show you the main element of victory and defeat according to Allah. Once you get away from according to Allah, you are defeated. And you become a slave to material, which will never give you victory in this life or in the grave or in the hereafter. And again, the very simple answer for that, very famous rich young people commit suicide. They have all the element you're looking for. You want beauty? They have it. You want money? They have it. You want body? They have. You want the status? They have. You want everything they have, but still commit suicide. Because they do not have happiness. They do not have tranquility. They do not have peace. They do not have security. They do not have insurance. All this only the Almighty can give it to you. The one who created you, the owner of the soul, he give it to you. And once you have it inside, within, it doesn't matter what status you have. It doesn't matter who say what about you. It doesn't matter what you eat and not to eat. It doesn't matter when you sleep. It doesn't matter if you get what you want or you do not get it, because you belong to the Creator. You see, now I said it in the beginning, when you believe in destiny. If you believe in destiny, what you get is what you get. Any minus in believing destiny is minus in your belief. Nobody can take from you what is written for you. And nobody can give you what is not written for you. Unless it is written for you. Now, one man, he said something so beautiful. He said, imagine in Surah Al-Buruj, these people torture the believer. And Allah warning them. But wonder what he said. And he said, if you do not make tawbah, I will torture you. Imagine, they torture his people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance. Imagine, in the middle of doing all this, he gives him a chance to make tawbah and he invites them to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me say, show you, because Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا. Imagine in the front of me and I keep looking for it. Look how a human being is weak. In the front of me and I keep looking, because it's very small. Allah said, those who are doing all this, if they will not make tawbah, if they not repent and go back and stop doing what they're doing, they will get this. Meaning Allah gives them a chance. What we learn from that? I have a message for you, please. Please, for Sabilillah, don't be arrogant over people who is weak or a sinner. Don't look to people has less quality than you who is arrogant. You said, no, I'm not arrogant. No, be careful. Your quality is a gift. Your ability is a gift. Your belief is a gift and giving to you. Everything is gift. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us, if we see somebody sick, elder, has a problem, severe calamity, in a state of sins, in a state of disbelief, whatever it is, what you say? Alhamdulillah, thank Allah. Alladhi aafani, the one who purify me, mimma abtala bihi kathiran min ibadih, the one who purify me from what he give a lot of his servant. وفضلني على كثير من عباده تفضيلا. And he chose me and he gave me this fadl, this gift from him over many people. By the way, one of the signs of the believer who are victory, you hate sins, you hate the action, but you do not hate the people. You cannot hate any human being. You cannot, because you like it or not, human being is your brother and sister from the son of Adam. We're all coming from one. We hate their action. We hate their sins. but we do not hate the person as a person. Because if you start hating people or looking at them down, number one, you become arrogant, you have ego problem, you have minus in manner, and you cannot do da'wah. You cannot invite them to the truth. And Allah will not allow it. Because Allah wants you to humble. By this way, the more you have quality, the more you belong to Allah, the more you have humble and humility to all mankind. And this is what gives you the real quality. Real quality coming with humble and humility. Take humble and humility out, arrogant, stubbornness, ego, minus in quality. You cannot do da'wah. With rahmah, with mercy, with kindness, with compassion, and you will see it. People torture people and Allah gives them a chance. Pharaoh, you will see it later on in the story of Musa. The big Pharaoh, the one he said, I am the greatest Lord. And Allah said to Musa, go talk to him nicely. Maybe he will listen. And Allah with his ultimate knowledge, he know he would not. But Allah won't teach us a lesson. Because Allah is a mean teacher for us. He teach us. This is the quality of Allah. And this is why, the more you get closer to Allah, the more you deal with people according to Allah quality. The more you imitate Allah quality, the more you get closer to Allah and closer to people. Mercy, kindness, compassion, humble yourself. Without this quality, you're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter how knowledge you have, how much whatever you have. No. And this is why today, a lot of Muslim or call themselves Muslim, they try to do da'wah, but with agyu. We try to prove I'm right, you're wrong. We try to challenge people. This is not the way you do da'wah. Because you make the person more stubborn, more arrogant over you, and you become arrogant and become like a match ball. Like a rocket ball or bing bong. This is not da'wah. You want to unite the heart. You want Allah to unite the heart for you. This quality, this giving. The boy did not challenge the king. The boy developed his iman. And after that, when you look in the story, he asked Allah to give him sign. And later on, Allah let him kill the animal with one rock, the huge animal. But this way, Allah gave him signs. Allah gave him miracle. Allah gave him power. Allah gave him quality. By this way, the victory, when you reach level of iman, for Allah to give you the quality. And now this quality, it reaches the soul and the heart of others. By this way, now you're affecting other. You're affecting environment. But if you always the time, environment affecting you, who's the problem? Is yourself. Don't blame nobody. I will show you in Quran, story after story, the believer, Allah change for them environment. In his own time, by his own will, in his own way. You cannot do it by yourself. You cannot do it. He do it for you. There's another thing. You cannot demand what time Allah will open and where and when. You cannot demand anything. You work hard in your own belief and He opened for you. And what kind of open? You might not do nothing. But you are victorious because you are a believer. By this way, this another thing today we have a problem with. We want to do. No. If you want to do too much outside, you are a defeater already. You've been defeated. Because a mu'min wait for Allah to open. He work hard in himself, within. By this way, my main talk, within. You conquer within. You have victory within, Allah give you outside. Don't ever think about outside until you get number one. If number one will not finished, don't even think about outside. It will be an emotion. Emotion. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we have to do. But what's the value of all this if Allah is not with you? If Allah will not support you? The support of Allah is number one. I do not know if I have time for another topic. How many minutes? 34? MashaAllah. By this way we see, now, we go quick to something else in the history, because I'm going to take you one story after another to show you certain understanding. Rasulullah ﷺ started his da'wah in Mecca. According to us, he's been defeated. But nobody can dare to say defeated. It was tough. It was hard. Why we cannot say that? Because Allah with him all the time. Allah promised him victory. And he gained the victory. Even people torture. Now, when the time got rough, Islam teach us something. Immigrate. If your environment is not good for you, immigrate. Immigrate to a better environment. Immigrate to a better environment as a people, as a place. There's no ending. And this is one of the problems we have today. We do not immigrate to a better place. An immigration, like Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, is too many levels. You cannot immigrate outside unless you immigrate inside. Because usually to immigrate, meaning you leave status, you leave money, you leave material, and you're willing to go to a place, even if it has no value to you from money, but value from your faith. Why today we cannot immigrate to a better place for our iman? Because always other place, less money, less status. And apply this to a man, to a woman, to a marriage, to a job, to a place, to a country, to a city. Because always, when you immigrate for sabilillah, you have minus in material. And somehow we're not ready to do that. We want to immigrate for sabilillah and get what we want. And this is why you see many people who go to Saudi Arabia or Qatar or this and that, I met them, they lost their own faith. Because they're not immigrating for sabilillah, they're immigrating for money. And they lose their faith, even in a blessing land. Because the intention and the sincerity is not exist. Again, because what? Before they immigrate, they were been defeated. But as we defeated, going to immigrate in a state of defeat, they get bigger defeat. But if you're pure, when you have pure intention, you will be victorious. Again, this is why I'm here only to focus in the first stage. Because if the first stage will not happen, nothing will happen. Nothing. And like I tell you, apply it even in the level of marriage and husband and wife, children and parents and children, society, you name it. Because we already defeated inside. And if you look, this very hardship, Allah switched it with a complete opening, not in the same place, not in the same time, not with the same people. This another thing. One of the main principles in this journey, you cannot use your mind. You cannot use your judgment according to the time and the place. You cannot say, oh, I've been defeated. I did not do too much. I did not see a result. It's not your business. Result can be hidden. If you've been defeated inside, you will not see a result. If you're victorious inside, Allah can give you a result even after 100 years. How you know? Because victory is internal, it's unseen. Allah promised to give it to you. How, where, and when is not your business. Even if you do not see a result in activity or action. And this is why a lot of Muslims today causing a problem to themselves, to the Islam, to the Muslimin, to mankind. When they try to make the da'wah to Allah emotion or hasty with action, has no any knowledge and wisdom of the consequences of the action. Apply it in level of person, individual, groups, you name it. Look at the mess. Big mess. We cause it to ourselves, to the name of Islam, to other. Because one person emotion, killing, destroying, which is a no-no in Islam. The action of enemy do not give you the right to act accordingly. No. If you act accordingly, meaning you acting according to them and action. But Islamically, no. Islamically, we act according to the rule of Allah, the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, and the consultation of the majority of the scholar in particular time and particular issue. We cannot use emotion. We cannot do whatever we want. Even if it look good, is not allowed. First, we have a big rain. Apply it even in a simple level, in a husband and wife. Somebody make mistakes, you get angry. You're screaming, you're shouting, you're hitting, you're beating. What it will do? Damage. Damage to your personality, to the relationship, to the society, to the environment of the family. What you gain? Because we cannot be patient? Also, patient we do not understand. Patient in here, actually, as a state of victory, is patient for obedience. Patient with obedience. Patient against disobedience. Anything I'm not supposed to do, I should get away. Anything I should do, I should do. By this way, it is patient with Allah, for Allah, toward Allah. It's not according to myself. It's not according to whatever. Somebody spit in my face, I spit back. Somebody kick me, I kick back. You see, we become so crazy, so lunatic, and to the point, oh, we are revenger. A Muslim do not do that. Because if you are a Muslim and somebody did bad thing to you, you cannot do the same. And if you do the same, it will be equal. Everything we have rule, we have regulation, we have manner, we have wisdom. We have a lot of things to do before we do. But when we lose all this, we become like animal. We become hasty. And what happened? Again, our action and your action always become a losing to ourselves and the environment and to mankind. A mu'min is not like that. A mu'min believe in Allah, waiting for Allah to give him permission. To Allah unite the heart. To Allah open for him. To gain the good manner. To get the good conduct. Which is today mankind is hungry to see a quality people. Quality. Everybody missing quality. And quality is victory. By this way we see in the journey of Rasulullah SAW in Mecca is, according to our eyes, it looked like defeat. But it's not a defeat, it's hard, very hard. To the point many people start immigrating. But Allah take from all this what call very hardship, develop beautiful people. Each one of them was ready to sacrifice all his belonging, all his material life, for the message of Allah. And when they are victorious internal within, Allah later on in his own time gives them the victory outside, and he opened Mecca, he gave them. But again, the giving has been given by Allah in a time he want, where he want, when they deserve it. Don't ever forget that, when they deserve it. By this way, all outside victory, you will not gain it unless you deserve it. And who will give it to you again? Allah. We can go quick to Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, according to us, 950 years giving that. 950 years, and he cannot succeed, according to us. And not only that, his wife will not listen, his son will not listen, meaning his family member will not listen. And again, I'm not here to give you the story. There's a lot of books, a lot of movie about the story. But in here, I'm one focus about one message. How this man day and night giving up, day and night, day and night, day and night, for 950 years, no result. But according to us, nobody listened. He's a loser. No, he's not. When the time came, and he said, Allah, take them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, make a boat. And in the last moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow very small individual to please believe in him. Again, victory was given when? Later on. What we learn from here? Patient. Why we lose patience? Losing iman, losing faith, losing belief in qadr. Do you remember I tell you before? Forget Allah promised to give victory, which is make you stay in the shirk. If you believe Allah will not give you victory, you finished. You will never have it. Allah will punish you by not giving it to you. If you do not believe in Qadr, you become hasty. You want hurry. You see, every point I give you in the beginning, it has a consequences in your journey. It's not patient to be, I beat you up and be patient. No, 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 no. A lot of people misunderstand patience. It's patient for Allah, patient with Allah, patient toward Allah. Go back to patience and gratitude, a book written by Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Read it carefully and understand what meaning patient, according to Allah. Don't go in a state of wrong and say, I'm patient. No. For example, I get a job can give me a beautiful income, but it's a question mark. Or is a forbidden income, forbidden material. No. I take minimum job, minimum income, but pure money. Patient. I have a beautiful young man I can marry. And I have a man, he's not so good looking, but he has a beautiful iman or a beautiful environment. Which one I go for it? I have one man, he doesn't have too much money. He's poor, but has a quality. But I have another man, he has a beautiful job, beautiful, handsome, everything beautiful, but has no iman. And applies this to a woman or a man or whatever or a place. By the way, go back again to the belief. Your belief will make you make a decision accordingly. Your faith, your journey of victory or the journey of defeat. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this all this 950 years, he didn't do anything. No result. And Allah considered him Ulul Azm, one of the most strongest messenger and prophet. Powerful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took about him in Quran 43 times. Nuh alayhi salam, Allah repeat his name in Quran 43 times. In 29th chapter. 1/4 of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat Nuh. Imagine a messenger didn't he do what Allah tell him, but no result. What is the message? He just belonged to Allah. If you belong to Allah and you have no result, you're still victorious. Again, the result is not your business. What about the story of Musa? Again, it shows you a very tough journey of iman against all the odd, all the hardship, all the big tyrant. Musa alayhi salam, he's a shepherd. He's just a shepherd, meaning he doesn't even have money. against the biggest tyrant of Egypt. What kind of iman is that? And again, we see Asiya, Mashitat Fraun, the person who do combing, and a man, he heard the message. Allah love him. He elevated him to the point, and he said, a man from the palace. He didn't tell you his name. He didn't tell you his job. He said, a man. Why Allah call him a man? Because he heard the message. He believed it. He stand firm. Even he will be tortured and died. He's victorious. He belonged to Allah. He didn't do anything. He did just a few sentences. According to Allah, he's victorious. By this way, again, we look to victory versus defeat has nothing to do with the status outside. Asiya alayhi salam, from the wife of Pharaoh, the queen of Egypt, to a woman, torture, hanging from her hair, nailed in a like a piece of wood, and being tortured until she died. According to you, she's been defeated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her a place near him in Jannah. Meaning she gets the highest level. Allah love her so much, he mentioned her name. A woman. She's not a messenger. She's not a prophet. A woman. Allah give example about her. A woman. Imra'ah. Allah honor her. Honor what? Her iman. Her faith. Her strength and her faith, her decision. She didn't say, oh, but my queen, I lose my job, I lose my status, I lose my house, I lose my palace, I lose my jewelry. Imagine, she has all the reason not to lose. Today, we're ready to lose for what? For apartment? For a piece of cloth? She's a queen! And she ready to drop the status completely and luxury for Sabilillah, for her faith. She's victorious. Allah honor her. He mentioned her name in Quran. Among the women, Allah honor them and give us example of them. You see? And today, I'm ready to be defeated and go to be a slave of a piece of meat. I call it a piece of meat. A man or a woman. It's a defeat. Big defeat. To have a slavery to a piece of meat, a money, a status, whatever. No. The victory, the purity, the status, the freedom to be a slave to the Almighty, the only one. And this also the power, the light, the wisdom, the guidance, because he belongs to him. He's the owner of all the quality he gave you. I'm just passing by quick because I can take you slowly, step by step in the verses of Quran and see how it was very tough. This is just considered like introductory because I want you to get the message intact. And even Musa alayhi salam, after he gives the message and everything, he running out of Egypt. He have nothing. Again, he's running. He's running because he cannot fight. He doesn't have nothing compared to the king of Egypt, the first. He ran. But when he was in the front of the Red Sea, what he said? When Bani Israel asked him, oh Musa, they will catch us. He said, no, don't worry. Allah with me. He didn't say Allah with you. Because he knows he's not a believer. He is a believer. He said, Allah with me. Allah will take care about me. My Lord will be with me. He will take care about me. And we know the famous story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him to kick or hit the sea with his staff. Allah opened the sea and make it like a wall. Make the ground of the sea like a road. Ready to go. A road. Imagine if this road is like too deep. They fall down. Imagine In a blink of an eye, Allah built the road. What kind of victory is that? And in a small weak riwayah, in a small weak report, when you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Musa to hit the sea. He's the one, he told him to hit the sea. He said, oh, you know, is he coming? Allah, is he coming? Allah told him, okay, hit. The sea opened. A very weak report, but it's weak, but I use it sometime. When Musa crossed, he sees a Pharaoh coming. Now he's getting closer. He's in the middle of the sea. He hit the sea. It didn't work. Because Allah did not tell him, hit it. It's not the staff. It's not the piece of wood has the power. It's the obedience of Allah and the command of Allah will be. Allah closes the sea, not the stick, not the staff. By this way, anything in this life can work for you or against you, according to who? The command of Allah and your belief. And what Allah did? He destroyed his enemy. Did he need weapon? No. Did he need atomic bomb? No. Did he need equipment? No. He ran with his faith. What is the message? Allah do not need an army. We saw it in the man of the Surah Yasin. If Allah wants something to be done, it will be done. By the way, what's the value of doing anything if we have no faith? Is no value. And Allah will not be with us. Allah will not give us victory. Allah will not give us tamkeen. Allah will not support us. Allah will not give us anything. And you will be defeated. Because you are defeated within. Don't ever forget that. By this way, if we look at all this story, the victory of what? Nuh alayhi salam. Allah sent rain from up and down, destroys the whole earth. Except Nuh alayhi salam and was the people who are believed with him in the boat. What it mean? You will find out in Quran, Allah promised to give victory and najah. What is najah? To save. To save and guard those who belong to him. Is a promise. Is a promise. A concrete promise. First way, victory, ability, victory, ability, saving, guarding is all from whom? Allah. When you deserve it. And when Allah ordained it to you, if you are belong to him. Do you see how it go? All the story of Quran like that. You see? If we go, even Talut, there's another one. The man in Surah Al-Kahf, Dhul Qarnayn, same. You will find out Allah, he give him. We give him. We give him the ability. By this way, if Allah want environment to be for you, it's from Allah. If Allah trial you, he want you to have a belief. That's it. He finish you or give you ability or make you died or make you saved is him. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Almighty. You understand? By this way, if you ask me today again, this series, I have only one goal. Only one. I'm not focused about details. I'm focused about one message to coming deep in your heart. If you do not gain victory within, you're not going anywhere. In this life or in the hereafter. And if you gain victory within, you're already done. You're already done. Even if you do not do nothing, even if you do not see a result, even if the condition against you, even if you are defeated physically or material, it is your faith. Is your faith is a real victory. You have it, you have victory, you have weak faith or corrupted faith, you have defeat. If you have faith, you have quality, you have bond, you have security, you have insurance, you have everything. because you believe in what Allah promised you. And this make you what? Calm down. And what make you also not act with hasty, not act with emotion? Acting and reacting with consultation, with istikhara, with knowledge. And you want to make sure, is this for Allah or no? Is Allah allowed or no? Is this wise to do it? Yes or no? If it's not, it's not. You cannot do it. But to act and react according to what's going on is defeat. By the way, what we see in the whole world today is no different than what we see between husband and wife. It's the same. It's the same. It's the same, identical in every level, is no matter, no different. Because we've been defeated within. Now, it's up to you to go to the journey within. The journey of victory. The journey to develop the real iman, the real yaqeen, the real tawakkul, the real thiqa, the real belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rely on Allah, belong to Allah, trust in Allah, 100%. Another way Allah will not accept. You can be weak and don't worry about it. But you want to go back always to your faith, to stabilize your faith, stabilize your personality, stabilize your manner, stabilize your conduct, stabilize always going back to Him all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise, and in any given time, He save, He guard, He give victory to the one who believe in Him. And He can destroy a whole nation, a whole kingdom for one person. But if what this person is what? Belong to Him. Believe in Him, rely on Him, trusting Him. From all this story, you find out one thing in common. You have to be patient with Allah, with your faith, and that's it. With complete trust, complete rely, complete believe in what Allah promised. Today, we have a minus in faith, we have minus in belief, we have minus in rely, we have minus in what Allah promised. We have a minus in everything. And in the end, we follow our temptation, our desire, our wacko faith, and you name it. And in the end, we've been defeated inside, and we'll defeat it outside. You understand me? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory over ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory over our shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us conquer within. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with a good quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right faith and right iman and yaqeen, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire and want us to have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us rise up from our weakness and our temptation and our genetic and our disease of the heart to the freedom within, to the power within, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept us inshaAllah, and may Allah open for us and all mankind to know what is really Islam all about. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for Muslim to rise up from the state within the defeated one to the state of quality and manner and honor and dignity and elevation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد.